Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So we're here to have another wonderful healing program on bbsradio.com. I'll turn it over to you, Carrie, if you want to maybe see what's on the fast chat there.
Okay.
An emotional clearing, instantaneous clearing for people, but we can see what they might be talking about there.
Okie dokie. Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. So it's August the 26th. Just in case anyone's listening to an archive, 2011. And let's have a look. I guess Marie R. is asking about the sound, and the phone line there should be open now for listening to the show. So if anyone's trying to do that, I'll see if I can type that in. Most times I'm not able to type into the fast chat when I'm doing this for some reason, but I will try. If somebody else wants to type that in, that would be great. So tonight is Friday. Let's see. So, okay, well, we do have somebody asking about the gray sky clearing for the East Coast. So, Ron, would that be a good clearing to put up for what's going on in the East Coast?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, the gray sky would be very good. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. So those of you sitting there in the rain and the wind, I guess, yeah, try that clearing. It's a bit of a big hurricane for Ron to address, but the gray sky clearing will help out, it looks like. So I don't see any questions yet. We've got coming up after the show, if you do have questions you want to speak with Ron directly, are you doing the Q&A tonight, Ron?
Yeah, we could do it for an hour, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that number, if you guys would like to come on when this show is over, onto the conference line, the number is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN number that you'll be prompted for is 9009 and the pound sign. So, Ron, maybe since it's Friday and we've probably all had a long week, do you want to do a few clearings for that? Maybe a just your usual emotional clearing sample? And I don't know, I've had a slight headache for about 2 days. A headache pain one would be lovely.
Okay, so here we go. First, emotionals here. So, releasing energy from you. Think of a situation. We'll help to clear that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This clears away the situation that you were dealing with. Remember, you could have millions stored inside of you, but this is the last one. So, here we go. Think of another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think of another one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So hopefully all is good. Let's do a trauma clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A little more energy here. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you mentioned before we came on, Ron, that you would like to bring in some peace energy for everyone on the East Coast. Well, for all of us, but because of this hurricane, maybe some peace energy would be calming for everybody.
Yeah, and you may want to do timeline crashing on that, too. Remember, it's coming in probably from a timeline. So I would recommend doing that. Here we go. Peace energy, stronger, 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 oh, man, stronger and stronger. Boy, I don't normally yawn with the peace energy, so let's do that one again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do the finger exercise and make sure everybody is in the present moment here. If you don't know what it is, put your index finger pointing up about a foot or so in front of you. Have your body just project it out and see if it's exactly dead on center as you look at it. And if it's off from your face looking at it, we'll say, then if it's to the left, you're in the past, and to the right, you're in the future. So just check it out, and if you are not exactly in front of you, then move your finger until you are dead on in front of your face. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, flat, feeling better. 4, oh, I'm still yawning. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's get rid of the alien influences here. I'm sure that the churches are probably filled back east for people praying that the aliens don't give them more than what they can handle. So here we go. Get rid of the aliens here. We'll do a gray sky clearing for back east here, maybe Florida, New York, etc. Those states over there on the coast. Here we go, gray sky clearing. 1, 2, might watch your clouds. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then again, 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another clearing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so we have a question from, I think it's Sonia, not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, asking if there are any expos coming up and where are they. So you have two, Ron. You've got an L.A. one and a New York one. So let's see, the L.A. one is the last weekend of September that crosses into the first 2 days of October. So I guess, is that the 30th? Let's see, 30 days of September. Yeah, 30th and the 1st and 2nd of October, and that'll be at the LAX Hilton, which is near the LAX airport on Century Boulevard. And then you're going to be in New York, and I don't have the dates of that in my head, Ron. What are the dates for that one?
21st, I think, 22nd, something like that.
So
that'll be at the New York Hotel. And in New York, the New Yorker Hotel is at 34th and 8th. Been there many, many times. And it's about a block from Penn Station. So everybody knows where Penn Station is who are back there on the East Coast. So you could just take a ride into Penn Station and walk about a block and a half, we'll say, and you're right there. So let's, or take a taxi. So let's do a clearing here. And we'll do one for, we need to do one for anxiety.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
So let's do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's, we can request callers tonight if you want to call in. And let's relate it to questions that people might have regarding creation lightship healings and also maybe what they're dealing with in the paranormal reality. So I'd rather not deal with alien stuff, just paranormal things. Maybe, you know, maybe you went out to see your car and it wasn't there, and then it showed up or something, or Maybe you were going to meet somebody and you found them in a different location. Just think different things. So we'll have callers call in, and our show will be over. You know, we're about a third of the way through it, about a fourth of the way. So we do need to get some callers online here. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for something that's bothering everybody, whatever that is, a problematic clearing. Could be something that's physical, too. So think of something now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so speaking of paranormal activity, Sonia has a question, a request for a clearing for fear of the unknown.
Okay, so I'll have you pick what that is. Okay, that could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, so that could just be, let's think if I'm afraid of something. Well, it's a kind of anxiety, so maybe we could do extreme anxiety. I know you did anxiety already, but...
Okay, so let's just do fear for everybody of tomorrow. That's in the unknown. You know what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
Okay.
That's real close. So fear of tomorrow, fear of waking up and having something that, was on your plate that you have to deal with that's not on your plate now. So here we go. Fear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have a few physical requests here. Freedom is asking for a clearing for heartburn. What would one do about that?
Well, I don't know.
So that would be, that's probably too much stomach acid or something. So maybe that's one of the circulatory or one of those clearings.
Yeah, we can do one for maybe the pancreas, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see here. So here we go. And why do you have it? Okay, let's look at that. You know, why do you have that problem? Maybe you got a gunshot wound, an arrow put into you, a knife from a past life, so maybe it hasn't healed genetically with you, so now you have that type of problem. So let's look at that. So let's look at a situation. Now, this is our paranormal show, so we can talk like this here. We got some permission tonight here. So we'll just say that you got knifed in your stomach here, and it didn't heal upright. And so this lifetime you wanted to eat some hot peppers or something, and now you got an ulcer. You don't know why. So let's do heartburn here. And maybe the valve itself got a problem. Here we go. So something like that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So got a request for maybe doing timeline crashings for the events happening back east there. I'd just say get on and do maybe 100 or more timeline crashes. Remember, there probably are timelines that this didn't happen on, so you want to get rid of the ones that it did. And remember, you have to look at how reality is. So since I'm in California, about 3,000 miles away from that, if I didn't have the media or anything else talk to me about these situations, it would be out of my reality, and I would not even be relating to those timelines, okay? But because we have the media now, we now know about the timelines that would be on the East Coast causing this problem, because it really is not going to affect me over here. So you might look at that as, what timeline are you on? So for me, that timeline typically would not exist. Does that make sense to you, Carrie?
Yeah. It does make sense. I'm just wondering, because we're not aware, usually anyway, if we're on other timelines, unless we're having a dream and we're kind of conscious in the dream of being somewhere else, I don't know if I would know or wouldn't know. What you're saying makes sense, but I also wonder if, you know, am I running around doing 1,000 different things that I don't know that I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So are you saying just for the East Coast people to be the ones who are doing these timeline crashes? Is that what you're suggesting or implying?
Well, other people could do them too to help out possibly. Mm-hmm. Everything is, you know, connected energetically. But if you just look at the facts of the situation, you know, if you're not involved with that situation, you're not going to really know about it. And so you're not on those timelines of fear and anxiety, which is probably what's the main timelines that you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, there is also devastation. But the main thing is, what's going to happen, you know, in a day or two, and how's that going to affect your reality? So the reality that you're going to be affected with is one of those timelines. So if you were to do timeline crashing on that, then you might have a good possibility to ease, you know, the tensions there. That's just my input there of how it's looking. Remember, like I tell you, if I'm sounding a little strange to some of you, you know, just remember that it is... is that neighborhood store that you go to every day, is it still there when you're not there, okay? Is that,
right.
You know, it maybe only be there when people walk into it or physically see it. But other than that, they may just turn off the plug. And, you know, why use extra energy, you know, the dark side energies, if you're not going to be in that location? So is it really there? And it will be there when you need it or you want to see it or you come into that energy. But from there, is it really there all the time? So it's a really good question. Now, naturally, you can say, well, yeah, I can drive up to it and it's there. Well, that's because you drove up to it. So, you know, so for me, the stuff back east, you know, even though it's real for the people who live back east, for me, that's a timeline that I don't relate to. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you might, in fact, what we're going to do here is I'm going to overlap, and we tried this with a couple people here just as a sample. I'm going to overlap my timeline that I'm on, okay, into your timeline. Now, my timeline, I know nothing about hurricanes or storms or rain because I don't have it here. So I'm going to count to 10 and overlap my timeline onto where you are, just see if the energy around you changes. So in a sense, I'm bringing in peace energy, and we'll see what happens here. Remember, I'm taking my energy, and yours is going to be in the future because this is happening in the future, but it can happen now too. So here we go. This is my timeline in California, and we're going to bring it over to, we'll just say New York here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So in a sense, we'd like copied and pasted California timeline with everything fine into an area that has confusion, maybe heartache, anxiety, everything else that could ever happen to anybody physical, knowing that what's going to happen tomorrow, you know, or the next coming days here. So I'd like to just see if you feel more peace now. Because we just superimposed the major timeline from California back to the East Coast. So back to you, Carrie. I know we did something similar. Would you want to talk about that a little bit?
The one that you did on May, you mean?
Yeah, we just tried a brand new experiment here.
Yes, we did. So Ron and I have been chatting about why I do freelance work, and we've been trying to figure out why it's been so slow lately and what can be done to pick things up again. So we picked the time of in my life for 7 years ago when I was making a lot more money. And so Ron pulled the energy, the financial energy from 7 years ago and overlaid it onto this timeline, this point in time. So I felt it pretty strongly in my body when you did it, Ron. I'm thinking about it now, and I was very, it was very tingly, and I was a bit dizzy and stuff. And I've been doing other timeline crashing myself on this issue. So, well, since then, I've had two jobs have come in since we did that, and I've done some of that wording that I kind of just described on the timeline crashes too, but I haven't done too many of them. I've only done about five, I think. So basically, we were moving an old section of the timeline and pulling it forward and overlaying it to now with that specific energy on it. So, Ron, do you want to add anything to that? Because you probably understand it a little better.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So you probably all understood her. I think she was very clear. But what it was is that she was on a timeline in the past where everything was good or better than what it is now. And so we just found, you know, a point, you know, saying going back to 7 years to when it was good. And now it's a little bit slower. So we just superimposed the good time onto the timeline now. So we're going from the past to the present. And from there, it re-jump-started the timeline, making, you know, just like brand new, like she's living that timeline over again. That's kind of how it works. If you've been doing timeline crashing, you're going to understand this, you know, completely. Because you know that as you crash a timeline, things change. So why not bring forth something that was good for you in the past that you liked? You know, it might be good for you, it could be bad for somebody else, but for you, it's good. That's all you have to go by. How do you like, you know, that experience? And so you can take that timeline and move it forward onto this one. So you can try that and just see how it works. I'm going to be putting up a clearing for that at some point in time when we're working more on time. Right now, I'm not working in time, so I'm just biding my time, I guess, here. So, anyway.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's really. I've also made a couple of really great contacts business-wise since we did this, too. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in time. So we've got... there was one last thing I wanted to read about the hurricane. Oh, yeah, so Candy was just asking basically how to word timeline crashing for the hurricane, and should people just write in, you know, crash Hurricane Irene specifically, or what should they write, Ron, when they're doing this?
Okay, the hurricane isn't necessarily causing it. Okay, that's just that's your
symptom
effect. You got to get the cause. The cause are the aliens moving this energy. So you want to crash the aliens that are controlling the timeline that they put this hurricane on. Okay?
So is that what people should write?
I would say that, yeah. You want to crash aliens related to this timeline. Related to that hurricane, I mean.
Okay.
That's why I would probably word it to make it very simple.
Okay.
Because they're bringing that forward.
That makes sense. I think I heard a little beep there. Is somebody on the line?
Ron?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, this is Edward from San Francisco.
Hi, Edward. How are you?
Good. So my question is, a couple of shows ago, Ron mentioned a combination clearing that included the twisted magnetic bodies and a couple others, and I just can't find that on the website yet. I just need the name of that.
It's going to be coming up shortly. I'll be finding more out probably during the weekend here.
I'm sorry?
I'll be finding out more on the weekend if it's put up yet. I talked to the webmaster about it, and it's in process right now.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
so it will be coming up.
Great.
So and we'll mention it on the BBS.
What should I look for? What's going to be the name of it?
It'll be a bundle. That's the one with the...
the Body Jumpstart bundle, I think it was going to be called.
Body Jumpstart?
Body Jumpstart bundle, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, I'll look for that.
Do you want a sample of any of those, Edward, while you're on the line?
Let's see. Infection clearing?
Infection body?
Good, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to think of something that's wrong with you that you have infection with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you probably already know what it is, so here we go.
Yeah.
And I use that phrase purposely, what's wrong with you, which is everybody out there listening, because remember, you decide where you are in a situation. And so you have to now evaluate yourself what isn't correct for you. As far as the light's concerned, the light always sees everything as perfect. So you have to actually judge yourself and decide what the problem is, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Infection clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How does that feel, Ed?
Yeah, I felt that very strongly in my chest. I'm dealing with a chest cold right now, so that...
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get rid of some alien critters that could be in there, too. So 1, 2, and their waste products, poison, and carcasses at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Great. Thank you.
Hopefully that helps you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ron.
Very welcome.
Do you have anything paranormal you want to ask about?
Not offhand.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have Karen saying that Randy's feeling a little better by the overlapping the timelines. Yes, so let's do that again here. So we'll talk about that. So what it is that you, remember, you're on a timeline now. So whatever is on that timeline is what you're experiencing, okay? Now, when you bring forth another timeline that you have an experience with, then you already know how you can relate to it. And so when you bring it forward, that's going to actually superimpose your current timeline. So you bring in an energy that's conscious because you're making it conscious, and you're overlapping something that you basically don't want. It's very similar to doing the billboard, clearing. So let's do another overlapping one here. We could call it copy and paste or whatever. So think of a situation that you had in your life. Doesn't matter how long ago it was, and because you experienced that. So you have a record of that. And you just want to bring forth that same energy now so you can feel better. Remember, we deal with a lot of negative stuff here. So if you think about people who go into relationships, normally... the first date or two, we'll say people are really enjoying it, and they fall in love, and then after a while, it could go downhill from there, But people remember those very first good times, and this is still true. So if you have a relationship now that you want to have a better time with, then bring back one of the better energies, where everything is flowing with you energetically inside your body and everything else. And we'll bring that now into this present moment. And then you should feel better about yourself and other people. So here we go. And it could be physical stuff, too. So one, two, three, four, moving that timeline, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see how you feel, Carrie.
Something's happening to my face. You know, what I was thinking was I would like the energy that I had when I was 20. That's what I was thinking about overlaying. And something's happening on my face, electricity stuff on my face. That's what's going
on
with me.
That's good. Very, very good. Great.
Yeah. So Freedom is saying, I missed your wording for this timeline crossover. So, Ron, you jump in if I'm getting this wrong. But what I wrote when I did it on the online clearing was, I think the way I worded it was overlay financial energy from 7 years ago to this timeline now. That's what I wrote in the clearing. So does that sound okay to you, Ron, for people to use that wording for whatever they want to overlay?
Yeah, and you just got to connect to that timeline. So you got to know that it's there. And, you know, everybody has a situation that maybe they liked. That's a positive one. And just put it forward. So remember, let's just say that you did something and you had a bad experience, but all the time before it was good. So what are you going to think of when you think of that experience? It'll be the last timeline. Oh, that was awful, bad experience. So bring forth a new one so you can put that one in a different location. And then you're just going to be thinking about what's good. So that's kind of the way to look at it. Plus your body will respond to the older timeline. So if you want to have healing done, think of the time that you're well. So you're not necessarily denouncing what you have, okay? You're not saying, oh, you know, I'm putting blinders on, I don't have this condition or whatever's wrong with you, you know, because that's what you have now. But you can bring in the energy to maybe make yourself feel a lot better, and then that energy could catapult you into a new reality of wellness because your body knows what that's like. Another way of saying it a little differently is that when you hurt yourself, you're in pain. But when you're not in pain and you haven't hurt yourself, then you forget about the past pain. But you don't know that the pain's still with you. But that's kind of the way it is. So, you know, it's really hard for people to bring forth a pain right now of like maybe when you, hurt yourself and you're crying or something and it's just really awful. It's really hard to bring that forward because your body's not responding to it. And that's kind of what we're doing now is bringing forth something that's going to be very good. To have you change your reality. So anyway, hopefully that'll work for all of you, but it will change your energy, and you will feel your body changing. So what you're doing is that you're allowing yourself to experience the reality over again, and maybe that could jumpstart you, because that will change your billboard. Remember, you know?
Oh, good point.
Because you're now in a different reality, that your billboard should change automatically. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Ron, I think there was a beep. I think somebody's on the line. Is anybody out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Earth Star in Ashland.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, well, I emailed Ron the other day because we bought the spirit barcode removal for Richard, my husband's mother, because she was dying, and but actually it's been a real celebration because she had advanced Alzheimer's, and so she did pass away yesterday, and I did her spirit barcode before, and I was also, while she's in the hospital, you know, I was running lots of clearings for her, and we couldn't be there because she's in England, but the people that were present with her when she actually left, they said she left so fast, she was completely gone, and they felt total peace when she was gone. And I know that's why, because I was doing the space clearing on her room and her whole space there for her, and there was someone that came, and well-intentioned, she wasn't there very much, but she called angels, so I actually did a clearing for that to clear any outside, you know, anything from the light of the darkness or angels that anyone would call to clear them away and just... Mm-hmm. Just let her be totally connected to her source energy. And it's been a real amazing experience because we've been clearing our emotions, too, through the whole thing. and her emotions. And,
good for you.
And just to know that it's really been very peaceful. It's been a really beautiful transition.
That's great. Well done. That's terrific.
Yeah.
You did all that. Lucky
yeah,
lady to
you.
Have you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to thank Ron and just let him know. I can tell people that it really, really worked, and even people that had no idea, they felt the peace so much.
Yeah, that's
and
terrific.
And also, there's one little catch, though, that, of course, now there's all people, we even got, you know, flowers and people saying that they're sending us prayers and well wishes and thoughts our
yeah.
direction. So that was the next clearing that I've got to start on now. And they'd be to help me with some kind of ideas and a sample or something or help me work on that right now. That'd be great. And for Richard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that'd just probably be the... maybe the dark side practitioner clearing, because that can get
okay.
rid of that stuff. So let's do a sample of that here. Do you have that clearing, Earthstar?
No, I did do the problem event as a situation for this. I do have that one running on this, and people and
okay.
saying that people well wishers sending thoughts and prayers our way. You know, I did put that one up for it.
Yeah, that may work. You know. Halfway decent for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem, send me an email.
Okay, yeah, because the dark side practitioner sounds like it would be, because definitely that's what the woman that was doing, calling the angels, and there's a lot of that going on, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah, have you felt a visitation from her emotional body at all?
No, we did a lot of clearing on her emotional body, and
yep.
we haven't felt that.
It feels like it's probably out of here, so...
Yeah, actually, you could check and see how, because it was when we did the spirit barcode, I had it running, and we'd gotten to, you know, just to where, because it was going overnight, and then there's that last hour, and Richard came out in the morning, and he saw it was finished, he thought, so he turned the computer off, and then I came back out and said, oh, no, we have to do that last hour of the spirit infusion. I turned it back on and did that last hour, and I don't know if that, I don't know, if, I mean, it felt really peaceful, like she's
yeah,
gone to the light.
Yeah, it worked fine, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured it was okay. So, but yeah, if the dark side practitioner sample on this would be great.
Okay, so here we go. This is people who are doing prayers for you. Remember, anybody who sends energy to you, you know, nobody's body can use it or the spirit, because the source energy doesn't do that at all. But it's just what people are taught, and they could be well-intentioned, beautiful, holy people. They just don't know that what they're doing should not be done. So here we go. Dark side practitioner. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helped you a lot. And
yeah,
felt some energy leaving, so that should be good.
Thank you, Ron. That felt great. Oh, thank you. Oh, you know, and it was really interesting what you were just talking about before I called with Carrie about changing, going to the timeline, bringing the timeline of when she was having the financial abundance and making money from 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because when I talked to you before, when I've been doing I still do it sometimes, the self-empowerment and the Braille board, and how I had said, I wish I could bring it back to 2005, in the early 2005, when I had a huge contract for, like, over $100,000 contract. Of course, I get to use expenses for that, but, you know, that I had from a big company. If I could have that again, and at that time, you just said, well, we've got to not live in the past. We've got to live in the now, and so let go of the past. So I had to work on that. But now I can see how maybe there's a way to actually integrate that. And it's really exciting to me if I could find a way to work with you and we could, because it was a really good time for me.
So
just get the timeline clearing and try it.
Give it a try and see how it works. I might be putting something up along with that, but just give it a try, you know, and see. We're still in the test stage here, I think, but it does work. That's why we put it up today, you know, on a sample.
I'm between going on the phone and then turning off the radio, so I missed part of what you were talking about. Maybe on the Q&A tonight we can talk more about it, too, and get more information. So you just put up something today about it?
No, Ron was just bringing it up today and doing those samples today, but he's hoping to have a clearing for this. But in the meantime, you can use the current timeline, the regular original timeline clearing, and just try it out on that and see if you feel an effect.
Isn't that for motions, though, Emily?
It is, but if you just type that what I was mentioning, if you just type that in and just try it, because that's where I've been doing it, just in the regular timeline crush clearing.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Yeah, that's really exciting because we all have something like that prior 2008. So, perfect. Thank you so much, Ron. And I'll talk to you tonight on the Q&A, too.
Okay. Thank you. Remember, there was that a movie out maybe 6 months or so ago where a soldier had to go back in time there's a train wreck. A train blew up, and so he had to go back many, many times to capture the person who was going to blow the train up in the city or something like that. I don't recall what it was called, but this is kind of what we're doing. We're going back to a time to recreate your future from the past, because your past does create your future. So why not pick a good time in the past to recreate your future now? Because when you overlay that timeline, since you're doing it in the manual fashion, okay, there should be a lot of power in that, because you're now taking the past reality and you're taking control of it. And you're putting in spirit energy because you're doing it yourself. You're not having the aliens do it for you, or the planets and stars. This you're doing yourself. And so I would think that this timeline that you're bringing forward would be a lot stronger, a lot more powerful, and it would supersede the one that you're on now. So remember, you're taking choice of your situation, control of it completely, and changing it. So just kind of see how it works. Source Code. There we go. That's the movie, Source Code. So if you watch Source Code, you may get a clue on kind of what you're doing, because it's the same thing. But it's reversed. You see, he's making something that was bad in the future, but since he's from the past, he can change it. And so that's kind of how it is there. So anyway, you could watch that and get a good clue, and it's just reversing the process because, he's still bringing good into a problem area. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us. That's a really nice story to hear that you did all that for your mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I just felt really good about it, and especially since sometimes I always hear horror stories about people's mothers and how awful they were, and she was wonderful. I mean, she never abused her children, and she totally loved and supported them. And so it was, you know, I mean, all spirits deserve to have their barcodes taken off, but it was definitely felt really inspiring to do that. And also about the source code thing, and what, just one last thing about that. So when I first had this great abundance and this wonderful contract that happened to me, I actually used mind energy to create it at the time, not knowing any better at the time, of course. And it's almost like the secret type of thing is what I did, and that's how it seems like that's why that happened last time. And I stopped doing that now, so this is like an alternative way to create that, but using the spirit and your heart and the light instead of the mind. So I love that, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're just going into their programs and changing it. Yep, and you know, you're doing it yourself and you're bringing light into it. There was just
exactly.
Simply a program. That's all that's running, just
yeah.
A program.
Oh. We just get to pick our program now instead of having it foisted upon us.
Yep.
Great. All right, I'll see you on the call tonight.
Maybe has pain or anxiety or something or worrying about a problem, you know. Maybe the body's having a difficult problem with something that she didn't have 10 years ago or whatever, and you might be able to superimpose when your body was better into now, you know. So, anyway, remember, this is our paranormal show.
It's not like you're imposing a parallel life. It's more a timeline, then.
Yeah, it'd be a timeline, but that was a parallel life, but still, you're bringing forth that program. Remember, that program that you're bringing forth typically would be good for you because that's what you want to bring forward. You want to re-experience something.
Right.
And so when you bring it forward, then you're superimposing it onto the new one that you're, you know, because every moment you're in a new timeline, basically. So why not redo and bring in a timeline from the past that you had good success with? And you want to probably keep doing that. You know, just doing it one time may not do a whole lot. So just keep doing that.
And probably also, I mean, if using me as the example, at some point my income went down. So if you just move that chunk of the timeline forward to where you are now, you're going to go back into that declining income period. So you want to keep bringing the 7 years ago into every now that you're having so that it doesn't progress.
Yeah. I have to probably do at least 50 timelines that way.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, because that way, at least you're covering some and you're starting to grow into it.
Right.
Remember, your body has to feel the energy again. So when you change the timeline, it will feel what you had back then. You may not have, you know, whatever you're looking for with you, but your body will know it, and what's going to bring it to you? Your body will.
I see. Interesting.
Instead of your mind, this is great.
Yep. So your body can override the mind, you say.
That's
right.
Good to know.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then,
okay.
Also, this time, I think, sometimes, like, for me, it was the only time I ever had a success like that, and then not knowing really how to manage that or handle that or take care of that or even file your taxes properly, you know. So now I've learned so much. I always said if this would happen now, it all could be done so much more smoothly. I could handle everything. I already have the experience how to take care of things. And, you know, so I'm ready for that now. So that's another thing that could be part of it is now being ready to actually handle maybe some success you had in the past that you might have blown some opportunity or not quite followed through with because you weren't ready then. But now you're ready, and now you can bring the opportunity back and be able to actually fulfill the whole experience of it.
Yep, that certainly could be the case, yeah. That potential would be back.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All righty.
Okay, back to you, Carrie. We've got a couple minutes left here.
Okay, yeah. I just tried to type in the number into the fast chat of the Q&A, and it's not letting me. So if somebody could pop that in, that would be great, because we'll be coming to that point soon, a few minutes after the show's over. So the number again is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. So we've got, I noticed that a couple of people were talking about Shannon, the magnetic twisted body clearing, and then Holly, the slime body clearing, saying that they've done them over again and that they were much more powerful and they feel the clearings went deeper the second or maybe more than that times that they have done those clearings. So I wondered if you wanted to say anything about that, Ron, because that's, I mean, obviously we can still get twisted and upside down with our magnetic bodies and get re-slimed with our slime bodies. So maybe if you just want to mention whether it's a good idea to keep doing these clearings periodically.
Yeah, I would say it probably would be. For probably maybe, I'd say 10% of the people at least, maybe 20, I may want to do them over again. You just got to kind of check and see, but they could change you. But normally, you know, you're running a program from your birth, and so it's probably more difficult for the aliens to want to change that program because they put it in place, and for thousands of years, you know, it's always worked fine. So they're not really typically going to be looking at you all the time because, you know, there's a lot of people here. But, yeah, if you do need it, then just do it, you know, I'd do it over again or get the unlimited on it or something and keep doing it because the magnetic twisted body one is very, very important to do. So I'll bring in some peace energy. And the slime one is very interesting. Let me take the slime body. I'll take that off people right now.
Thank you.
Off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, it's like sticky goo, 5, 6, 7, oh, yes, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Thank you.
Bring in some peace energy. And then I'll be on the other call in about 5 minutes or so. So here we go. One, here's peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Thank you for those people that enjoyed this show tonight. I think we all kind of enjoyed it. And we'll be on the Q&A. 646-519-5800. Pin number 9009, and we've got the show up here. Somebody's mentioned it here, Another Earth. So I guess it's just came out. That'll be interesting to watch, too. So I have to keep my eyes open for that one. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and see you on the Q&A in a few minutes here.